Hello?
Oh, hi, Steven.
Yes?
Hey, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm well.
Good. Good to hear. So I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Yes, it was compromised, and there's a new card. There's a new card in the mail, put it that way.
Oh, so you're waiting for the new one, right?
Yes, and it's kind of got me at a disadvantage.
Of course. That's hard to run a business and have your card, you know, in route, right?
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I've got you and the web and my website.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my website's paid for the year, but I pay monthly for my SSL certificate.
Okay.
And that's kind of got that held up too.
Oh no. Well, the good thing is the banks get those cards out pretty quickly, so I'm thinking it'll probably be there at least by Friday, right?
Well, my explanation I got was it should be there tomorrow.
Okay, good. So they must have expedited it for you, right?
Yes, well, I asked them to.
Good. Yeah, good for you, because I learned the hard way once. I called the bank and ordered a new card, and then after they told me how long it was going to take, I said, no, I can't wait that long. Can we get it faster? And they're like, well, you could have, but we already sent it this way, so now we can't. So I was like, oh, no.
Yeah. I asked for them to send it over. And I mean, to their credit, they called somebody to hack my card. And I mean,
yeah.
And, I mean, well, it held up a bunch of transactions because they didn't know which ones were fraudulent and which ones were real. So
yeah.
I spent an hour on the phone going over all my charges and how somebody in Thailand has my card is beyond my knowledge.
Wow. That's crazy. It went all the way to Thailand, huh?
Well, and after talking to the bank, I guess their IT department, that's what it's saying, but they could be in India. They have so many ways of hiding their IP addresses that there's just no telling where they were at, and it's just so hard to stop it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, good thing the bank found out it was going on because they stopped the card, so that should help, you know. So,
well, I guess they didn't have the security code. So what they done, and mm-hmm. this is after looking through the account, the statement was, is they first tried to charge for $1.99.
Oh, wow.
And that's what set the alarms off, was it was a charge for $1.99. And it was out of the country, and I guess they didn't have the security code.
So they caught it before they actually used it on anything, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
That's really good.
So hopefully it'll be there tomorrow because I asked for it to be overnighted. Can I just update it on the website or do I need to call
them? You can. Yeah, so I'm sending you a notification that talks about the payment failing, and that will have my extension on it, which is 777. So you can, you know, definitely do it on your dashboard, or you can call me, whatever's easier, okay? When you get on your dashboard, it's going to tell you your account is in suspension. Click here to reactivate. And when you click that button, it will automatically take you to the billing page. So it's pretty simple to update it on your end. But, of course, if you have any trouble, just feel free to call me, okay?
I certainly will. Thank you very much.
No problem, Stephen. Have a great week, too.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.